This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sean Sharif joined by RJ Choppy, Eric Chiafalo this morning from the G-Bag Nation, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. We got Pepe back from a day off at the State Fair. We will review and recap that as well. But Bob, yesterday we were waiting for the medical update on Marshawn Nealon. How good or bad is it?
Yeah, it is not great. It's better than it could have been, but he is not going to have, it's not a torn ACL like they were worried about. You could tell they were trying to do different tests on him, and like while he was on the field, you could tell it looked like one of the ACL tests. But he does have a partially torn lateral meniscus, and he will be out for the next several weeks. So probably going to be without him for 6-8 weeks, something like that. And that's tough because he'd been playing pretty solid. He hadn't been like a big time game wrecker, but he had been a decent like baseline defensive end for them.
So line it up front against the Lions on Sunday. D-line.
Yeah, Chauncey Golston, Mozzie Smith, Osa, Eric Abagu, I don't know, Tyrus Wheat.
I do think Eric is going to be playing.
You don't think we must protect this house?
I don't think Mr. Under Armour is going to be
Tyrus
here.
Tyrus Wheat,
hey, we'll take him.
Or Carl Lawson. Tyrus Wheat or Carl Lawson, I would guess.
Wheat had a good game.
Wheat was actually solid. And so,
what did Mozzie do? What about the Mozzie follow-up?
In the game, he was
no,
he was
not, in his storage locker.
No, he was not great.
No?
No. Okay. I mean, it wasn't as bad as it's been at other times, but he was getting worked a little bit at times by Suamalu, and so it wasn't great for him.
Post-Hut Clarity, where Bobby reviews the film at 7:20 this morning. Chiafalo, you worked the game. Did you have a different feeling about that win than you did the Giants win the previous week? Were you like, this is much more impressive? I feel differently about this football team versus the Giant game.
I think the only difference really is just I was impressed with sort of the ability not to fold. They had every reason to sort of throw in the towel, tons of adversity, shooting themselves in the foot. They cranked up the difficulty on themselves, but they still fought for their coach who's in his lame duck year. And again, guys are falling down left and right, dudes stepping up. So I thought it was a good character win, but it doesn't really change the perspective on where you think they can go this year.
Agreed. I can't believe when RJ Choppy sent this last night, Rex Ryan.
Oh, man.
The one who hates the mutual hatred, it sounds like, between the Ryans and the Zimmer family. Mike Zimmer, the target of Rex in months past, saying, I'd be the defensive coordinator there if Jerry Jones wasn't too cheap. Rex giving some credit to a Mike Zimmer D.
Dallas beat the hell out of them, and I know nobody's going to say that. No, they did. And nobody's been more critical of their defense than me.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually had a plan. Like, it was crazy. And without your two really good pass rushers, they had a great plan. Mike Zimmer, I got to give him credit, all right, especially containing the quarterback as well as stopping the run. Like, we all I thought Pittsburgh was going to run the ball down their throat. Never happened. And so you got to give them credit. I think that was the most impressive thing. And then offensively as well, that this team, man, I mean, they had 2-to-1 yardage advantage. Mm-hmm. They put up 100 extra yards over anybody that Pittsburgh's played this year. So to me, I thought they beat the hell out of them. Now, it doesn't help when you turn the ball over three times. Mm-hmm. And that's why this was a game.
That last part was the one. I mean, there's two things. Obviously, Rex, there's obviously a little rivalry between him and Zim, obviously. But the fact that he was like, hey, they actually had a plan. what a little backhanded compliment. No, they actually had a plan today.
Yeah.
But I did not realize the Cowboys had 100 more yards against the Steelers offensively than any of their other opponents had all year. It wasn't quite 100. It was, you know, 440. They had 445. Indy had 358. So almost 100, 97 or whatever it is. That does speak to the fact that the Cowboys did move the ball quite well, and they did shoot themselves in the foot a few times in the red zone.
I think Rex Ryan is a little bit jealous of the riz of Mike Zimmer. he's got the Australian Maxim model girlfriend. Rex Ryan's looking at that and like, are you kidding me? He's got a bone to pick with him.
His feet don't age the way.
He's lashing out because of it.
I think that's it. I think he's frustrated that Zimmer could convince just about anyone to take their shoes off, and Rex has trouble with that.
If you could go back and make that hire, we had a battle on the morning show over that, Eric. Ooh. Rex or Zim?
Wow.
Who did you want at the time?
I think I wanted Zimmer at the time. And
take the beach out of it.
Yeah, that's true. The Oxnard moment with him definitely sold me forever. That was the highlight of the trip, probably.
Isn't it amazing how biased you can become off of like the smallest thing?
Absolutely.
we're sitting down, one glass of red wine, and it's like,
He's amazing. What do you think an hour with Rex on the beach would have been like?
Oh.
I mean,
feet in the sand, and then my mouth.
I want an extension. I want an extension for McCarthy after last Friday. He was so jovial. So
that's
That's the way you can move it.
You guys sounded like potential friends in the making. There,
I know. He said Bobby's name.
I know.
He's like, yeah, Bobby.
Referenced his question. Yeah. I was like, wow.
He did sound disgusted, Bobby, though, when he found out you were like in their team hotel.
Dude, oh, well.
We didn't enact the restraining order on that or the ban. All right, so we're trying to keep an eye out. Normally it's former Cowboys that we're looking at to see how bitter we're going to be or how right we feel with the transactions of the offseason. But now we're doing it with trade targets. And Choppy, you were keeping an eye on Carolina and their backfield for a running back that you mentioned last week.
Chuba Hubbard. So I talked about him, you know, maybe the trade for him. Obviously need a running back. What did he do? He went for 97 and a touchdown this past weekend in a game they lost by 26. And he only had 13 carries. So 13 carries to get 97 yards. And his long was 38, which means if you take that long one out, he was still 12 carries for 59, which is 4.9 to carry, almost 5. Like, you know, I don't know what they're going to give him up for. I assume they're going to trade him. A team like Carolina doesn't need a running back. It's like 110, it's like the White Sox having a closer.
Yeah.
You don't need that, right? You don't need a closer when you're going to lose 120 games. You don't need a good running back when you're going to lose 15 or 13 or whatever.
It was amazing, too, to hear Canales afterwards, their head coach. He's like, yeah, we got Andy Dalton out of there. We didn't want to get him hurt. Well, who did they throw in?
Price, yeah.
Their number one pick.
You want to get him hurt.
In his second year, like, no, we had to save Andy. Yeah. We had to get him out of there, throwing in the goods of the number one pick. So there's a Chuba monitoring situation. And, Bobby, you're doing it for a wide receiver.
Yeah, so Romeo Doubs was suspended by the Green Bay Packers after he basically just said, hey, yeah, I'm sitting out practice. I can't possibly be
no
expected
call,
to
no
practice.
Show, bro.
Yeah, just... I mean, absolutely blew them off last week because he's unhappy with his role in the Packers offense. So he was suspended for conduct detrimental to the team. Now, Packers have been known to run into some tension with players before and get over it and move on and move forward. They did it with Aaron Rodgers for a couple years. But if this lingers, and they feel like this is kind of not going to be, we're not going to be able to salvage this one. Dobbs is the kind of player that instead of Devonta Adams, Romeo Dobbs is the type of player I would go after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Because that's somebody who's in his third year now. You'd be able to have him here for a while.
No.
He shouldn't break the bank. And he's somebody that I would think they could have as a long-term investment. So Dobbs is a guy who you'd have to do your homework on and make sure that he's not going to be a culture problem past just getting his touches, like what he's frustrated with in Green Bay right now. But if you could feel confident in that, then that's somebody that you should trade for.
They're the fantasy football team that's got 11 wide receivers that you trade for to get a running back. That's my team.
And I was about to bring that up and be like, wait a second. Someone in the Green Bay room is like throwing a fit?
Yeah.
Someone in the Green Bay room is being the wide receiver diva here? Who is the one or the three or the four or the five? Eric, you guys had any trade fund talk? Any targets on the G-Bag Nation? And where did y'all stand going around the room with Devonta?
You know, I think for the most part, we were all relatively out on the idea of Devonta just because of the price tag and everything. And at least from my perspective, this Cowboys team is not one player away from, like, Devonta Adams changes what for you? You become a lock for the playoffs now, which right now is just up in the air. I think that's really the best it can do for you. So, and with that price tag, there was really no chance that the Cowboys were going to get involved in that.
Did you guys throw out any other names? Has Broadus been scouting?
Yeah, he's been doing a little bit of scouting. We talked about, I mean, I think most of it has been what are some, like, are the Chiefs going to try and trade for Amari Cooper? I think Deontay Johnson.
Oh, you guys are scouting the rest of the NFL, not the Cowboys making a move.
I'm like looking at the Cowboys making a move. It's like, I don't know. I think Walchuk is the one who would like to see a move get done, especially an edge rusher at this point with all the guys that have fallen down. Walchuk's trying to get Hassan Reddick here. You know, he's trying to get one of these guys. But even that, it's like, what does that really do for you? I'm not trying to trade draft picks right now so we can get a veteran to come in here and we still probably miss the playoffs.
I mean, you trade for Reddick, he's just going to look good on the practice field. He won't play.
Did Walchuk try to trade Dak for Stafford or anything yet? Does he think that's going to solve every problem?
he knows the Rams aren't dumb enough to do that.
And did Devonta, is this a weekly with Kay Adams that got canceled?
It got canceled. Now, here's the only thing. The way Kay Adams tweeted it was like, ooh, maybe some movement. Our buddy Devonta is a little busy tomorrow. Wide-eyed emoji. But, I mean, I would guess it's more just like, I don't want to talk right now, more than like something's going to change. Like, it seems like she was trying to pump it up a little bit. But, yeah, he's been on weekly with her pretty much all season. And so she was supposed to be on again this week, and he's canceled it. I don't know that that's as indicative of, like, Jerry when he cancels something when they're in the middle of it. But
the good news for the trade is that the two teams that are most likely linked to him, Jets and Saints, appear pretty desperate right now.
Yeah, if Devonta doesn't want to make another stupid quarterback decision like he did going to Vegas, you want to run over there to to Aaron? You want to run over there to Rodgers?
That's a nightmare right now. Like he looks old. They look like they don't know what the hell's going on. And they've got decent, they've got decent receivers already, or a really, really top flight one. And they got, you know, obviously good running back.
Who's had problems getting the ball himself. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure Devontae is like, no, we'll just recreate the magic. If I go over there, I can save it.
That was the, I can't remember if I mentioned this yesterday. With his 22 targets, Garrett Wilson, he had 101 yards. It's the third lowest all time. The lowest all time for somebody with 20 targets or more a game. The lowest all time is Devontae Adams with Aaron Rodgers. He had 20 targets and 79 yards in a game. So it seems like Aaron Rodgers is the problem. Big overrated quarterback, you know?
It's ugly there in Vegas. Antonio Pierce liking, unliking Instagram posts saying, I don't know. You got to ask Devontae that status quo. Status quo. I don't know. What?
I just love the how much Antonio Pierce has gone from at the end of last year, like big culture guy. Yeah, this dude is the next Dan Campbell to doing stuff like, I'm going to like posts petty like so that people will see this. And
how many coaches are on Instagram?
Thank you. I have a hard, fast rule here in the hiring process. Let me see your phone. Do you have the Instagram app on it? Okay. If you do, don't thanks for your time. Why is an NFL coach even have Instagram?
I'm going to try to defend Sean McDermott. I'm going to try to, after what happened this past week.
The 9/11 stuff?
And are you cool with the grunts and groans of Tom Brady? Ew. Cover your girls' ears around the NFL. Next on Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.